Hello, everybody, and welcome to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt. It's the Carpooling Podcast, everybody. We are your hosts, Christopher Lloyd.
Double D.
And Double D beside me. All right, everybody, welcome and listen. Oh, before we get started, it's a short episode. Sorry, but what are you going to do? D-Train's always got some days off that he uses.
Or
whatever happens. Things happen.
Okay. I won't say.
Yeah, things happen. And he's a lucky guy. He gets some days off every couple weeks. So, I mean, you guys know. If you listen to the show, you know that a short episode pops up every once in a while.
It breaks your heart.
Yeah. It breaks my heart.
Breaks my heart.
I get so sad. It makes me sad.
Oh, shit.
So,
what's in the news today?
As of last night or early this morning, Harper is the Harper's gone, and Trudeau is stepping in as leader. Whenever that happens, I don't know when it happens, but he is now going to be a prime minister. And he's older than I thought. I thought he was younger. I didn't know he was like 44 or whatever.
Oh, he looks 34.
Yeah. And did you see the boxing match?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the match. I saw like just him posing on the weigh scales.
Yeah. I watched the actual match.
Oh, is he any good?
Pretty decent, yeah.
Who's the other guy?
I don't know, some senator guy.
What, he's a fighter too, though?
Like, I guess they were like buddies or something. They were both pretty good. Like, the other guy, like, Trudeau must have, like, had some training or something. Because the first round, the other guy came hitting hard, okay? And he was just dodging. Then he had, like, no energy. So then, you know, the next two rounds, Trudeau kind of just hammered him out and then knocked him out.
So he won?
Yeah.
Knocked him out?
I guess so.
Holy.
I watched like the start of it and then I just kind of skipped to the end to see who won.
Oh.
And they said a knockout. So he must have knocked him out.
I wouldn't know. Like, maybe these TKO. Aren't fighters. They're politicians.
Maybe TKO.
Why did they do this?
Well, it was amateur. They had the headgear on and shit.
Oh, okay.
And they probably have trained.
That'd be fun to do with like a friend.
Yeah. Like, and then you knock them out. You can't really knock people out with a headgear on, can you?
You're not supposed to be able to.
Yeah. But it's not good for you, man. We talk about this. I think we talked about this last show. About head trauma.
Yeah.
Like, even just little head trauma from sparring's not good, man.
They said with there used to be, like, bare-knuckle boxing all the time in places like Ireland and all these places, right? They say when they invented the boxing glove, it actually caused way more harm than good.
Yeah. Because
it made fists heavier.
Right.
And it hurt a lot more people.
Yeah.
So maybe they should just go back to... Well, I guess they do that in the UFC. People are still getting fucked up, so...
Well, they have little gloves on.
Yeah.
But the problem in UFC with the gloves is eye pokes.
True, true.
And they say, like, I was reading some shit where they say that if they take off the gloves, it'd be safer, like you're saying. Like, from eye pokes. And plus, people won't go off as hard. Because, like, you break your hand.
That's true.
So you're not going to crush somebody's skull in, you know, you're going to try to protect your hand a little bit more.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
with the gloves, you're going to...
Top of the head,
you.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You want to hit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit, they should do that then.
Yeah, you would hope that they would do something.
I was training a guy, like, because I wrestle, and the guy was, I was training a fighter, and he poked me in the eye once. And then I drove all the way to Brampton to train, and within like the first 5 minutes, I got poked in my eye, and I was out.
Whoa.
I could not, I just sat
shit.
There watching for the whole time. Like, sorry, man. Like, literally, I wasn't trying to be a pussy, but my eye was wrecked.
Oh yeah, it's not good, man.
No.
Eye trauma is bad.
Yeah. And so that was it. Wasted my fucking gas money.
Yeah, did
I got
nothing,
paid anyway.
Nothing ended up happening though with your eye?
No.
Like everything was okay?
Yeah.
You didn't go see the eye doctor and he's like, listen, you might be blind in 10 years
now. No, but it made me like think, how do these people continue fighting?
Yeah,
I couldn't see,
yeah.
First of all. It hurt like hell, but I guess pain to those guys doesn't matter.
Well, like you're doing that, like I'm not saying... That your shit's pussy.
It was pussy. It is.
No, but when you're on the line for like $1 million,
yeah,
a couple
yeah.
million and the title, man, your adrenaline's gonna just go blink, you're fine until after the match. And
yeah.
then you'll realize and you'll be like, oh fuck, my shit's fucked up.
Could you imagine waking up the day after? Some of those guys yeah. are beaten senseless, man.
Even like, there's a couple of documentaries I watched on it, on George St. Pierre, and they'll go into. Like, after the whole thing's over, I don't know if they still do it. Everybody who fought go into, like, this room where Dana White talks. And he, like, talks about the fights and, like, congratulates them and shit. And then says who the fight of the night is. And that person gets a bonus.
Yeah.
And like even there you can see, like it would show some of the fighters and you could see them, like their adrenaline coming down and them just in pain. And plus, like if you lose a fight and you gotta sit in there, man, you're fucking pissed.
Across the guy that just beat your ass, like fuck.
But surprisingly, they do say that everybody's pretty friendly there. Like, you know, there's always some beef, but even if you're fighting a guy, after it's over, like, you guys, like, there's no hard feelings. Like, you both put in your all, for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, hockey guys, I guess, that's... Like, I've never understood this because I wasn't old enough when I played hockey to understand. Maybe you were. How do you fight a guy, and then, like, on the ring, you're fighting and screaming and chirping, and then you get off your clothes, and then you both see each other in the parking lot,
yeah,
and not get to fighting again. How does that happen?
Sometimes it does happen, at least in minor league. It did in our leagues a few times.
Yeah,
but
like,
you just gotta be, you gotta man up and just, you're not friends with anybody on the ice. Like, you could be playing against your friend and you use body contact and shit, won't matter. And then when you're off the ice, you're not, you're friends again.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like an unwritten code that I guess the trainers and the coaches probably try to enforce on the kids while they're, you know, like on your team, this is your team. Doesn't matter who else is fucking, who you're playing. They're not your friends. So you go out there, you don't want to hurt them.
Right.
But, like, you're not, don't let up. Because they're trying to score.
Right.
You know? So I think that's more what I would say would be more like that.
Yeah, but it'd be hard, like, you're going to your car and, hey, that's the guy that just punched me in the face.
Yeah. I mean, how old did you play till?
No, like, minor stuff. Like,
yeah. Because that should definitely happen more when you got old, when they got older.
Yeah, of course.
Like bantam and midget, that shit would happen.
I wasn't that old.
Like if it was dirty. But again, man, like you're not friends with anybody on the ice. That's what I always said. So, and then off the ice, I mean, you could hate each other, but it's just a game, man. If he didn't break your fucking leg or back check you into the boards head first, I mean, it's just on the ice. That's you know. But if he did something dirty like that, where he fucking cross checked you from the back and you went face first into the boards, then that's a different story, man. He might deserve to get beat up. If he's done it before.
A parking lot beating?
Like, everybody fucks up sometimes when your shit's going, when your adrenaline's pumping on the ice and you fuck up. But say it's like your third time doing it to the same team.
Dickhead.
Yeah. Then people are going to want to fucking meet you in the parking lot.
Shit, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Whole team of guys waiting for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully
but
your
then
team
your team would help you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think mostly it happens to the parents.
Oh, yeah.
The parents are the ones who fight more.
Wait till you got Harris in like soccer. You motherfucking ref. Fight the ref.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's all fun and games and that stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's totally different world in sports right now, I think.
What, like all they're getting better and stuff at it?
Yeah, getting better and just like when I was my daughter's age, I was playing like rep hockey. So like I was playing like, and now, and then when I played soccer, I was playing... Like, I'd have practice with a full team and then go play a whole game. And then there was, like, a championship game. And now theirs is, like, you know, it's just fun. They don't even keep score.
Oh, really?
Everybody gets a trophy.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I mean, there could be rep soccer at her age. I don't know. But it's just, you know, it seemed funny that in the house league that she was in, that there was no, like, championship or anything.
Yeah.
It was just all about having fun.
I was house league. But
yeah.
There was always trophies to the winner.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah. Like, you got one, like, say, a medal for participation.
Yeah, a little tiny one. The winner got a big one.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it always was when we were growing up. But now it seems to have changed, at least till a certain age, I think.
You got a trophy shelf yet?
For the kids?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, they have it in their rooms, actually. Awesome. They have them on their dressers, all their stuff that they win. Dressers and, like, hooks and stuff.
That's awesome.
Hanging.
What about this baseball game tonight, boy?
Oh, it's on right now. They're losing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Fuck. As of right now, when I stopped listening, they were losing 5-2 going to the fifth.
That's not
trouble.
So bad, is it?
Still trouble.
Okay.
When you're behind, you're in trouble. But, you know, someone just has to crush a home run, a couple runs here and there.
Yeah.
And we're good. Poor Dickey. R.A. Dickey. Was all mad that he got pulled last time he played because he was going to get a W. This game, he doesn't even make it out of the second inning, I don't think. Maybe it was even the first.
Fuck.
I wasn't paying attention at it. I just know he was out.
I like that guy.
Dickey?
Like, I don't know anything about it, but when I was found myself in Jack Astor's watching the game, I seemed to see, oh, this guy seemed pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a big Christian, like hardcore.
Oh, like what, like preaching and carrying on?
I don't think he preaches. He might preach, I don't know, but like he like from what he presents himself to the media, he's like hardcore, like
that's weird.
Yeah, Bible thumper for sure.
Are there any players on the team that are actually from Toronto?
No, there's no Canadians.
On the whole team?
I don't think so, no.
Fuck.
The only Canadian that played on it was Brett Laurie, and he got traded this year, like before this year started.
That must be kind of conflicting. Like, you're a Canadian, right? Mm. And you're, like, say it went to the end and a Canadian team was fighting your team. You obviously want to win more than anything in the world, but if Canada wins, you still got a kind of back bonus of like, hey, my country won.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, fuck that, man. If I was on Kansas City or something, I'd be like, fuck you, Toronto.
Yeah.
I want to win that World Series.
Yeah. It's got to be some kind of consolation, like, on some level.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it would feel good.
I don't know, maybe.
For them to win. Like, say you lost and then they won the World Series. You'd be like, all right, good for Toronto. You go home. You live in Toronto, like, in the off season. So you go home and, you know, you have a little party or something.
Oh, yeah.
Party with them.
I heard, I was reading the best comebacks from sports people when they're getting chirped by the fans and shit.
Yeah.
And one guy said he was at a baseball game and this fucking middle-aged guy was carrying on and, like, chirping that Jeter guy.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, he said, you suck, you're a bum or whatever. And Jeter turned around and yelled to him, yeah, I wish I had your life. And then just turned around and started playing again. And it's like, ooh, you got some ointment for that burn?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, get real. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's funny, man.
It's like when people were like, remember when Bieber, people hated him? I guess people are kind of coming around again. But for a while there, he was the most hated. Mm. They'd be like, he'd get pulled over, like, for speeding in his Ferrari on, like, California Boulevard or wherever the fuck it is,
yeah,
with some supermodel in his car.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, that fucking loser speeding. And it's like, yeah, look at that loser in his Ferrari with that supermodel.
Yeah.
Worth $200 million at the age of, yeah, what a loser.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys. Like,
you definitely would be doing that if you were his age,
yeah,
with that much
head
money.
Out of your ass, man.
For sure. Yeah. Fuck Bieber, though. He's got too much money and too many hot girls.
Yeah.
So that's why I hate him.
Fuck him. What a loser.
Yeah, he's a loser. Fuck him. Asshole.
His dad's funny, though, whenever you hear in the media.
Yeah, he's a big douche, isn't he?
Like, totally abandoned him as a child. Like, mom raised him 100% on her own.
Yeah.
And now that it's rich kid city,
he's like, you're my son. Yeah. I love you. I'll be your manager, man.
Exactly.
You know, I'll help you out, man.
I always was there for you.
Yeah. You know, I'd send you a birthday card one time, two times, sorry.
Yeah,
at least. I forgot two times, all right? And, you know, I didn't really call that much. But other than that, I was there for you.
You're rich now, so...
Yeah. You'll be there for your dad, right? And his dad. Yeah.
It's like that show Lost, with that fat kid that wins the lottery. His dad shows up.
Yeah. No, I never got that far, I don't think. I don't think I made it that far where the dad showed up.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
In the flashbacks.
Yeah, I know the flashbacks. I know he won the lottery. It must have been, because it must have been like the first episodes, right?
No, but in the way at the end, they showed the flashbacks of like the dad coming back and being in the picture, even though he wasn't the
right,
whole time.
Right.
I imagine that's how it goes 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Lamar Odom's dad, for instance.
Yeah.
He's in the limelight now.
Who, his dad?
Yeah. He's like a crack addict. You should see him. He's rough.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Trying to help out his son?
Yeah, but
his son woke up.
Yeah,
were we talking about that on the show, or were we talking about that off the show?
No, that didn't happen yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he woke up. I said for sure he's going to be a vegetable.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to have to learn how to talk again, though.
Yeah.
He can't talk or anything. Like, he can, but not legibly. Like,
yeah, but he'll be all right.
Yeah, a bunch of strokes. I don't think he'll ever play basketball again.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed anyways before before he went down, I think.
I don't know. 35, he's, yeah. So I don't know when the shelf life of a basketball star comes up.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, he always had a problem, I think, with drugs.
Yeah.
And like you said, his dad always had a problem, so it was in his blood somewhere.
They say that shit's hereditary. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
What, addictions?
Yeah. It's
how,
definitely
though?
In the blood.
I know it is. It's been proven, but like how? Like, I don't get it. Like, how if, like, my dad's a drunk, say, why would I be a drunk? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. Something in your brain must be active or something like that, you would think. that, you know, once you get that feeling, or you're just prone to it. So like something that sets you off.
It's like one of those movies. You have a little sip of liquor and this light bulb goes off. Like as a kid, like, ah, what have I been missing?
Yeah. Or maybe just like trauma induced, like shit happened to the father that started it and then happened to you and you're just trying to, you know, null the pain or whatever. Could be a lot of things, but yeah, I think it would probably be, but I think everybody's like that when they feel euphoric from taking a substance, right?
Yeah, you want to keep chasing it.
Yeah, you want, like, it feels good. So.
Feels good.
And then
good.
Just more people, some people just know how to stop. But it's funny when you hear about, like, the addictions of, like, somebody that's completely normal their whole life and then at, like, 55 just sets off and they turn into an addict.
What
like,
is that?
Like, they're almost, their life is more than half over.
It's like, oh, they didn't try it yet. They just, that's all it was when are they going to try it?
No, not even those ones. Like, I was reading about this dude who would drink in college, high school, fine. Didn't have a problem with it. And then at like 55, he just fucking went nuts and like was huge drunk and had to go to AA. He can't drink at all.
Why?
I don't know. They don't know why.
Trigger
it's just weird.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
With that new prime minister, though, there'll be some headway in the ways of smoking marijuana.
Yeah, they're already talking about it. It'll be, if it happens, it'll be the first time in the entire world that it's legal, weed, like in a country. Like a whole country, not just states.
Are you and discounting North Korea?
And it will, yeah, they don't count. Okay. And it will be the first, they will have to rewrite world drug policies or whatever. I was reading about it today.
Shit.
That like, certain countries are, like almost all the countries are part of like this set guideline
but
for
I thought
drugs.
Uruguay just made it completely legal.
Yeah, they did. But I don't think they're part of this set of countries.
Yeah, that's true, because Commonwealth.
Or maybe it was, maybe you're gay. No, yeah, they are the only one. But yeah, no, it was something, it wasn't the Commonwealth, it was like it was like the, what's the one where they try to keep peace, all the worlds?
Oh, UN, NATO?
Or NATO, yeah, something like that, where they all decided, okay, this is the set guideline for drugs. This is what's bad. This is what's good, blah, 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 blah. And then this will be the first time a country part of that will make something legal that's supposed to be bad. So they have to rewrite all that. So like they were talking about how Canada might get kicked out of it or whatever.
Oh, get out of here.
I know.
We're Canada.
Yeah, I know. It was just funny.
Yeah, it makes sense though.
But who knows, man? He might say, who knows what might happen? He might be like, well, a lot of people are against it. So why don't we just let provinces decide? So technically, he keeps his promise where he says, I'll make it legal, but I'll have to do it province-wise, and it'll be a vote. Sure as hell, fuck it, everybody's going to be voting for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they'll go out. Like, people who don't want it and people that do want it are going to go out.
Yeah.
You know, every 18-year-old is going out.
Yeah. Every fucking kid that's not old enough yet is like, oh, shit.
Please, please.
And a lot of fucking adults are smoking, like, all of them, man.
Well, I mean, it's just silly when you look at the evidence now of how much money you can make off taxing it.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
And it's not even like, it doesn't even mean you have to go and smoke every day.
No.
You could just be a guy that smokes when he's at a barbecue or whatever.
Just like drinking, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's there.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it all the time. And there was other studies that were saying that it makes it less, people do it less when it's legal.
Yeah, a lot of studies.
Yeah.
Portugal did that, or one of those places. They made every drug, they didn't make everything legal, like you said. They made everything decriminalized.
Yeah.
So heroin, everything's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, they treat it as a social issue, not a criminal issue.
Yeah.
Which is way more logical.
Yeah. For sure.
Whatever. Prohibition doesn't work, man. They've tried it with liquor, you tried it with pot.
No.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just good days, and Harper's gone. So
wasn't he trying to fuck up pipelines and forests and everything? Wasn't Harper just going nuts?
Oh yeah, he was a crazy person.
Yeah, but aren't conservatives supposed to conserve shit like that?
I think so.
Well, the liberal guy might just go willy nilly. Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll see.
Well, I mean, I'm sure like all the leaders are puppets somehow. There's got to be people that say, okay, well, you can, we'll get you that spot, and then you gotta listen to us.
100%.
So, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, like Obama's making rules.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah. There was a lot of, stuff that I was listening and reading where they were saying Obama actually did a pretty good job. You know, and then you hear everybody saying that he didn't, but...
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't vote this year. I don't know if you did.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you did.
I
forgot.
Yeah.
It took like 3 minutes, eh?
Yeah, it was fast. Real quick. No lineups, nothing.
Did you take a selfie of yourself voting?
Nah. I didn't say one thing about me going to vote. But I've always voted, so... Like, my dad always made me... Like, he didn't make me. He just said, you should do it and don't be a bitch.
Oh, yeah. My parents never voted.
Yeah?
That's the same reason I'm probably not religious. They never gave a shit about that either.
So. Yeah. My parents weren't religious either, just my grandpa. But like I said, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but you go spend the weekend at his house, and then Sunday, if you went to church, he'd take you to McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you'd get a Happy Meal.
But if you didn't go?
Nah. No McDonald's.
You're not bringing that home for you.
Oh, fuck no. You ain't having it. You best be gone out of my house when I return.
Yeah, you owe me McDonald's. When I come home, I better be on the table.
Yeah. Okay, there was something I wanted to talk about that I saw, and I wanted to get your opinion, because you're kind of a comedy guy.
All right.
So you know who Amy Schumer is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So anyways, you know who Patrice O'Neill is?
I do.
All right, so Patrice O'Neill's dead. He died 2011, I think.
Yes.
Around there, maybe 12. And, he released a special early 2000s, I think, and he had a joke on it about the sex act Abraham Lincoln, where I guess you're getting you come in a girl's face or a person's face, you cut off some pubes and you throw it in their face, like on their mustache, to make a mustache.
Oh, so it sticks?
Yeah.
All right.
And then there was another one, you've heard it, the poltergeist?
No.
Where like you're banging a chick and then you secretly pull out and your buddy comes in and starts banging her, and you go to the window and you wave.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So he says these jokes in the early 2000s. And Amy Schumer on her HBO special, or maybe it was a Comedy Central special, one of her recent specials that just came out, had a joke about it, which the names were different, but it was the same sex acts in the same order as Patrice did.
Well, that goes without saying.
That's gotta be thievery, right?
That's theft.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually know what you're talking about. And the only one argument I heard was that those jokes were jokes before he said it.
Right. And so it's fair game.
That's what the argument was. Like, those are like your mama jokes that are like free to take.
Right.
Like, and she, like, someone was arguing for her that's the scenario. But
yeah,
the way you just told it to me now, that sounds like fucking plagiarism for sure.
Yeah.
But
maybe they can see, like, I guess they had a radio show together too for a while. So maybe they just, you know, did the jokes together or something, or, you know, just had the same comedy sense.
Rehash that old shit anyway.
Yeah, that wasn't the joke. Like, she said it and she got some laughs, but I think she segued it into something else. About it, talking about jokes or something.
Is she getting shit on big time or?
No, she wasn't getting shit on. It was just, I saw a post that somebody said, I watched her latest special and it kind of, something weirded me out. And then he remembered and it was Patrice O'Neill and he went back and watched it.
Oh, shit.
Like, and they're almost like identical in the way they're presented. But like you said, old jokes, people know them. Like I actually never heard of the Abraham Lincoln one, but I heard of the poltergeist one back in high school.
Yeah.
Which would have came out when I was in high school when that special came out, I'm pretty sure. So maybe that's where they heard it from.
Was it always called that?
Poltergeist?
Yeah.
No, it's like there's a whole bunch of different names for it. Like she had different names for it than what Patrice had. Like they weren't both Abraham Lincoln. Like one was like Dirty Stash or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
and copy, poltergeist, yeah, and then one was like ghost friend or.
I know about that because it's a true story.
Yeah,
I told you.
Which one?
Where the twin brothers did it to the girl,
right?
And they got caught and they got charged with rape or something.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. The guy went into the said, "Oh, let me go into the bathroom and clean up or something," or
mid-sex?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
And his fucking brother came out and started banging, and somehow she caught on to what was going on.
Yeah, I wonder if they've been doing it for a while.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, man.
Yeah.
If one of them picks up at the bar, they're both getting laid that night.
Yeah, that's true.
That's amazing, in my opinion.
Yeah, if you don't mind sharesies.
Well, it's your brother. It's okay.
I guess. Your twin brother, you're the same person.
Yeah, so technically. So
probably the same
Well, like, if she's already agreed to have sex with one guy that looks just like that, what's wrong with the other guy that looks just
like that? Well, why wouldn't they just go and present themselves and be like, listen, we're looking for a threesome.
Exactly.
We're the same person. What's the difference?
Well, probably they would both go out, and at the end of the night, like, it's a 50% strikeout chance. Maybe one of them got one. So
yeah, yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. Did it show a picture of the girl? Obviously not, right?
No.
See how hot she was?
This was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it was like,
that's what they should have
done. I gotta get me some of that.
Yeah, give me some of that ass. Man, the other brother didn't even know. He just like went in. He's like, okay, he's gonna clean up real fast. So I got like a minute of poking and I gotta get out of there.
Oh, yeah. Or like, how about like if you were really identical and you like come, like the guy, chick doesn't know, and like you just come home from work and your brother like fucks your wife and leaves, and
yeah,
you come back in, she's like, honey, what are you doing home again? What? What?
Yeah. You know? I wonder, like, you know how they have like the bond of when they know what the other twin's doing?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they know, like, okay, this, my twin brother's having sex right now.
They're getting phantom orgasms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sitting there.
God damn it, he's jerking off again. And at the worst time, I'm at the pool.
Yeah, a boner.
Yeah, and like the porno he's watching keeps flashing in your head.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. It's obviously different for each set of twins, but
there's got to be some truth to it. The way you always hear about
it. Yeah, they definitely, you do hear all the time that they have that connection, but how connected are they, you know? Could be.
Don't know.
Yeah.
They separate them like at birth, and then they've never even met each other, but they have the same fucking tastes.
Yeah, and they marry like the same person.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wearing the same clothes when they meet up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know how much is nature versus nurture. It's fucking, I don't know, man. It's weird.
We're in the Matrix, man, so it's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same.
We're in a simulation.
I agree with you 100%.
Simulation theory.
I don't think this is real.
He just crashes us, and we're dead.
Wait, I feel... Why was I programmed to feel pain?
No!
Like that robot?
Yeah. The Matrix. I was watching something on the new Matrix... Or the newest Matrix, the Revelations or whatever. Or whatever the last one was called. The third one. Fuck, that movie sucked.
I didn't watch it all.
No, yeah.
So they get in the climbing of the machines and they're like machine gunning all these...
Yeah.
Oh, that was
like
stupid.
The Mech Warrior shit?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Like, it was like a, like somebody like critiquing it or something, or like just going through it like funny wise, saying what was wrong with it. And he went through like the whole movie and it was like, man, that's a bad movie, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that bad, man.
Or the worst part where they realize he's still in the Matrix. Like, the other world was just a place where they thought they were out, but they're still in.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, now what? They just stopped making the franchise? It's like,
yeah.
Okay. Let's never get to the bottom of it.
No. Did you ever see the cartoon one?
No, I actually own them.
Oh, yeah?
On DVD.
I heard they were pretty good.
I could lend them to you.
Yeah, I've never seen them either.
Me neither.
I heard they were pretty good, though. Like, certain ones, like, the middle ones were good. The ones who actually, the Wachowski brothers, they did, like, the first two, I think. And apparently they're, like, the weakest ones of all of them. Everybody else who did a little short of it. Of the Matrix, like, their own story was way better than what they did. It was kind of funny. I thought it was kind of funny, for sure.
You got to get in on that next time. There's two of them now. The A to Z of horror.
Uh-huh.
I've told you about those.
Yeah.
Where the, like, 26 filmmakers do it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two of them now.
Yeah.
The third one, man, get your ass in there.
I jump in that shit.
You could do a good one.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
You could pretend to kill Winston.
Yeah.
For D.
We don't have to pretend.
Yeah. Wow. Look how real it is.
Yeah.
You're good. Who's your makeup artist?
Yeah.
I killed that girl.
Oh, man. That reminds me of... I was in college, and I don't remember the name of the movie, but it was like a... It was like a found footage of snuff films. Like, it was a horror movie, and it was like snuff films, but it was like legit, like it looked so real.
Shit.
And the one thing that, like, lots of shit happens in it that's like disgusting and gross and looks real. But one thing, the guy's like, I'm gonna kill your fucking woman unless you fucking take these scissors and chop off your cock. And like, the guy's like holding the camera, and then like, the guy, he gives him the scissors. He's like, you better fucking hurry. And he's pointing the gun at her. And he fucking takes the scissors and he cuts off his dick, and the camera's right on the guy's dick, and it looks so real.
How did they do that?
I don't know how they did it.
Pigskin?
Just like good makeup artist. But I do not remember the name. I'll have to ask my friends. When I'm editing this, I will ask them right away what the name of it is, and I'll tell you what it's called. Because it was unbelievable what it was. Like, it was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, it looked real, man.
That
for
sounds
sure.
crazy.
Yeah. But and gross. It was fake. Obviously.
Yeah.
Because like it was actual movie or something. And there was a few of them. There's like one and two. Maybe there's even three. I don't know.
That's gross, man. I don't think I need to see two.
Nah.
Oh, well.
Are we going to the short spot or the long spot?
Yeah, short spot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, everybody. Like I said earlier, this is a short cast. Thank you for listening. But first, let us thank our sponsor, Rather Unique Media. Go to www.ratheruniquemedia. Check out the media work. If you need anything done, pictures, video, motion graphics, whatever, message us through there. Mention the podcast after you get a quote, and you'll get 10% off, which is pretty sweet. If you like playing video games and have an Xbox One, you can play with us. The Grinch 54 is D-Man, capital T, capital G, the number 54, no spaces. You can play with me, Chris, Asteroid with a space. Follow the show on Twitter at CarpoolingPod. You can follow me, you know, you can tweet me at Chris_Asteroid. I mean, I'm on there tweeting every day, so feel free to say hi or send me something cool to read. I don't know, whatever. If you're listening on iTunes, it would really help out the show if you gave us a 5-star rating and you subscribed and you left a comment saying that you liked the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We are your hosts,
D-Man.
And I am Christopher Lloyd. Thank you for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. Bye-bye.